Straight Life on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had Bill Badgley and After the Lovin', and that started the second hour of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And it is time for going on a road trip, and this week we're in the state of Alabama. And so there we go. So let's see what they have. The magnolias are sweet in the springtime. The accents are friendly, and the roadside attractions are just plain unforgettable. Beginning in Alberta, Alabama, Bama Henge, tucked in the pines near Barber Marina, you'll suddenly come upon Bama Henge, a full-scale fiberglass replica of England's Stonehenge. It rises more than 20 feet high and measures over 100 feet across, positioned precisely to line up with the summer solstice, just like the original. Artist Mark Klein built it at the request of a local millionaire who simply thought it would be fun. And he was right. Visitors can wander right up, touch the stones, and even find a few prehistoric-looking dinosaurs scattered in the nearby woods. It's the perfect Alabama blend of art, mystery, and whimsy. Uh-huh. If you're cruising through Calhoun County in Anniston, don't be alarmed when you spot a 33-foot-tall office chair towering over the horizon. It's made of 10 tons of steel built in 1981 by the Miller Office Supply Company to prove their furniture was quite literally built to last. Locals have called it the king chair, for decades, and it's become an unlikely symbol of Anniston pride. So there you go. Take a quick photo from the parking lot. It's impossible to miss and impossible not to smile. There you go. Cullman, Alabama. Ave Maria Grotto. It's at the peaceful St. Bernard Abbey in Cullman. A humble monk named Brother Joseph Zoetel. Spent more than 40 years crafting hundreds of miniature shrines, churches, and castles out of recycled materials and imagination. The result is the Ave Maria Grotto, 4 acres of intricate and tiny architecture set to a lush hillside garden. Each structure tells a story of faith and patience, earning the nickname Jerusalem in miniature. Well, there you go. Coondog Cemetery in Cherokee. Over in Colbert County, or Colbert County, maybe, down a back road shaded by tall oaks, you'll find a piece unlike any other. The Key Underwood Coondog Memorial Graveyard. It began in 1937 when Key buried his beloved coondog troop. And over the years, more than 300 others have joined him, each one a certified coonhound with its own headstone. Some markers are simple, others are carved or decorated with collars and flags, but every Labor Day, hundreds gather for music, barbecue, and stories of the dogs who hunted hard and loved harder. Wow. Near Auburn, Opelika, Alabama, the bottle. Not much remains today of a roadside marker, yet the legend of the bottle lives on. Back in 1924, this 64-foot building was shaped like a giant Nehe soda bottle, part store, part advertisement, part social hub for travelers between Montgomery and Auburn. Locals bought the cold drinks and postcards right from inside the bottle. It burned down in the 1930s, but the crossroads still bears its name, and the tale of the world's largest bottle keeps bubbling up in Alabama road trip lore. And finally, here's one for you in Enterprise, Alabama, the Boll Weevil Monument, the land of the boll weevil. And the strangest monument in America, one of them anyway, is drive south to Enterprise, where the town proudly displays a statue of a woman holding aloft a boll weevil. Yes, a bug. When the pest wiped out the local cotton crops in 1915, the townspeople switched to peanuts, and their economy boomed. Instead of cursing the insect, they thanked it for forcing them to change. The boll weevil monument has stood since 1919 as a symbol of resilience and finding blessings in disguise. It's the only monument in the world dedicated to an agricultural pest, and somehow, it's beautiful. Floyd Kramer and Sunshine on My Shoulders on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. smooth, relaxing, and easy. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with their hit called Taste of Honey. Yes, indeed. Before that, Jimmy Haskell and the orchestra with Put Away Your Teardrops. Henry Mancini with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Frank Chaxfield with All You Get from Love is a Love Song. That's not much. And then Floyd Kramer started that set off with Sunshine on My Shoulder, originally by John Denver. Here is John Fox. And come Monday, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That is Steve Gray at the guitar playing Blackbird on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that was Sven LeBeck with These Dreams. The Village Stompers in there with Washington Square from 1963. And John Fox with a Jimmy Buffett hit, Come Monday. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Eureka, California. You don't smell it too good of yourself. A wild bear wandered into the Sequoia Park Zoo and proceeded to ogle the resident bears, much to the bewilderment of visitors and staff. Zoo officials said the black bear entered through a back fence and mingled for about 10 minutes before ambling back into the woods on its own. One staffer described the moment as the therapeutic bear meeting the locals. Yeah, no animals were harmed, and the wild bear seemed content simply to watch the exhibits. Officials used the incident to remind visitors not to feed wildlife. Meanwhile, watchers joked that the guest might have come to for zoo workouts of the resident bears. Yeah. In New South Wales, Australia, a terrified car passenger had a venomous tiger snake slither across his foot while the vehicle was in motion. Police said the snake somehow entered the cabin of the car in rural New South Wales, surprising the passenger and prompting the driver to pull over. The snake, which was about 5 feet long, was safely removed by wildlife officers and relocated to a protected reserve. The passenger, though physically unharmed, admitted to shaking like a wet leaf. During the incident. Experts said warm weather had made snakes more prone to seeking vehicles as shelter. The driver later joked that the only other thing he expected to see on his floorboard were unpaid toll tickets. Finally, in Clinton, Connecticut, a group of escaped goats became local celebrities after wandering loose in this community for several days and making frequent appearances on residents' lawns. Town officials said that these three goats of Orient are broke out of their pen and were spotted nibbling on flower beds, chasing mail carriers, and lounging on picnic tables. Social media videos captured the animals wearing goat hats that someone had playfully placed on them. The owner reached by phone, apologized, and said he would install extra fencing and maybe buy goat insurance, he quipped. Locals said the goats added unexpected charm to their commute. The mayor declared the animals honorary town mascots until they were returned. Oh, everything. It's the greatest of all time. That's what goat means these days, anyway. Here's Lex de Azevedo speaking of goats. Greatest of all time. She loves you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing and easy.
Esther was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great elan. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. To a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones, he really didn't care. But at the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist, and none would dance with him, so he thought he'd just go home and write an anguished poem. But on his way out, he saw a girl dancing all alone.
I like love, it has its faults. It's not much fun unless danced by two. I wish I knew somebody who would waltz with me. I'm so blue down.
She was waltzing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly walked to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different from either you or me, for she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three. Jonathan W. asked her, would you like to dance? To which she answered,
yes.
So they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and they were heard to say,
Relaxing and Easy with Mason Williams there in the Last Great Waltz. Percy Faith before that with Mary in the Morning. Ray Conniff in there with In the Mood. Ronnie Price in there with We Got Tonight. And Lex de Azevedo started that set off with She Loves You. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, where we have time for one more tune. San Francisco by Paul Mariott. We've come to the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-23.
Palestinian writer Muhammad al-Kurd puts it this way: a universality that recognizes the Palestinian condition is the human condition. Palestine is a microcosm of the world, wretched, raging, fraught, and fragmented, on fire, stubborn, ineligible, dignified. The lens we lend the Palestinian reveals how we see each other and how we see everything else. And that is why Palestine is the moral issue of the world.
That's Gabor Mate, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Gabor Mate and Chris Hedges on Palestine, the moral issue of our time. The numbers of dead and wounded in Palestine are staggering. Many look away. Why bother, you may ask? Because unlike other conflicts, we can do something about it. It is the United States, Canada, and most of Europe that enables the genocide by supplying Israel with weapons. In Israel, there is mounting opposition. Former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said, "What we are doing in Gaza is a war of extermination, indiscriminate, unrestrained, brutal, and criminal killing of civilians. We are committing war crimes." Then he added, "Netanyahu and his government have done great damage to the moral integrity of Israel and the Israeli people." Unquote. Palestine is the moral issue of our time. Our guests today are Chris Hedges and Gabor Mate. Chris Hedges is an award-winning independent journalist. He's the host of the Chris Hedges Report and the author of many books. His latest is A Genocide Foretold. Gabor Mate, a Holocaust survivor, is a Hungarian-born Canadian physician with a special interest in childhood development and trauma. They spoke at the Society of Ethical Culture in New York in May 2025. We begin with Gabor Mate.
I make my living really speaking the truth as I see it about human development, about trauma, about childhood, about illness, about health, what it means to be a human being. And I'm usually very confident and comfortable that I can convey in my words my understanding and perceptions of the world. In this case, I feel completely inadequate. to actually put into words what I feel, what I see, and also what I perceive many human beings are going through right now. Simply, the words escape us. When in my adolescence, I first found out about the Nazi genocide of my own people, literally, almost every day when I would think about it, my head would spin. Literally, my head would spin. I think, how is this even possible? And I feel like I'm back with that adolescent, almost naive incomprehension about how this, what we're witnessing, can possibly be going.